Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome to another enlightening episode of Islamic Upbringing, where we dive deep into the essential aspects of nurturing your youth in line with Islamic teachings. In this program, our discussions are rooted in the guidance of the Holy Quran and the timeless wisdom of hadith from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, and the insightful narratives of our noble imams. I'm glad to have with us today Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, a research scholar from the Seminary of Qom, who possesses a wealth of knowledge in both Islamic studies as well as psychology. So, Brother Liaqat Abbas, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
We're living in a world which is full of anxiety. We're living in a world which is full of depression. Well, is that depression and anxiety limited to the adults? Of course not. Our teenagers are having more stresses than us if we actually address them. Yes, we're going to talk about stress management in teens. Well, brother, before we get into the management, let's talk about stress itself when it comes to the teens.
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Stress is something which is kind of common again, just like other issues which our teens normally face in our day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Stress with regards to studies, in this academic pressure, stress with regards to like how to dress up, how to go into public, stress with regards to family expectations. If I'm gonna reach certain expectations of my family, yeah? Example, with regards to studies, with regards to job, with regards to earnings, you see?
Yeah.
There's a stress in the teen, yeah? And stress with regards to, I would say, time management or overcommitting, example,
yeah,
in a few places. Stress with regards to preparing for exams.
Yes.
Stress with regards to, like, performing on stage, be it in school or college, be it in masjid, Imam Barga or Husseiniya, reciting a dua or, example, reciting the Holy Quran, you see? So also stress with regards to sins. Yeah, so the teen is having a kind of addiction, example, yeah, and is unable to leave the addiction or the haram act which he is doing it on a regular basis. And of course, stress with regards to those sins which he or she has committed and unable to forget them, okay? The teen knows that this is a sin and, okay, I want to change, but I'm unable to change, okay? So what about that? So, and of course, there are many more. The list continues about stress. And inshallah, we're going to speak about how to address them. Example, there's this teen who constantly thinks about a sin which he has done in the past, example, yeah? This normally brings stress. I'm just giving an example about backbiting, okay? This person has done backbiting about his friend, okay? And he's having this fear. Oh my God. I have done backbiting.
Now that he realized that backbiting was not good thing.
Yeah. Okay. Or even if he has committed like knowingly, even now that the sin has been committed, it's like, oh my God, now what about my deeds? The deeds are gone. Like this kind of stress back at the back of the head. Or example, some mistake has been committed and he is constantly thinking about the mistake.
Yes. Yeah? Yes.
So this itself brings a kind of stress,
yes,
in his life, example. So anyways, what about the solutions is over here. For the first example which I have taken in the stress management, like where the teen feels overwhelmed by the workload from school.
Yeah.
So there's this kind of academic stress. Yeah. So there's including homeworks, like exams, extracurricular activities. And so which will definitely lead to anxiety and stress. You know, in today's world, a lot is being put upon a teen or even a child.
Yeah.
It's not like it's sometimes it's kind of impractical to kind of put so much upon a person. Yeah.
Yeah. Before we discuss more, let's take a short break here. And listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to Shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Rasiquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Islamic Upbringing, and Brother Liaquat Abbas is telling us about stress management in teens. Well, you said there are two sorts of stresses that a teen may be facing. One is being overwhelmed, be that due to academic pressure or the social pressure or the individual pressure, whatever the pressures he has. Another is the spiritual pressure he's facing. That is due to the mistakes that he might have committed in the past, and he's constantly now thinking about those mistakes, and especially when his like conscience has waken up.
Yeah.
So it kind of brings him a stress, but we are trying to sort out now how to deal with these stresses. So first, stress that is the overwhelming due to the academic pressure. You said today's academic world is a world where a lot is being put on teenagers' shoulders, and that's not a practical thing.
Yeah, exactly. So over here, when you see your child has been bombarded with all this pressure, academic pressure, it is definitely important for you. Sometimes I told you even in the previous episodes about where your wazifa or your responsibility becomes wajib from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, where you have to intervene, where you have to enter and see what the problem is. Why? Because the responsibility of upbringing is upon your shoulder, is upon the parents' shoulder, both mother and father. It's not just the father, it's not just the mother, okay? So if the father is going to office or workplace from 8 to, example, 8 o'clock, and after coming, he's just going to go to sleep, okay? And just going to have food and going to go to sleep without kind of having a word with his son and daughter, example, with his children, then he's not fulfilling the responsibility of upbringing completely.
Yeah.
You know? Why? Because, okay, to a certain extent, earning is very important, okay? It is wajib upon the bread holder of the house. But on the other side, upbringing is also important. And there are a lot of things where the teens are going to learn from the father than the mother. And of course, there are a lot of things where the teenagers are going to learn from their mothers than the father, example, you see? So both are important in the concept of upbringing. So over here, it is very important, again, to intervene over here in this academic pressure, in this workload, in these extracurricular activities. You're going to approach your teen. You're going to say, okay, my dear son, my dear daughter, okay, what is bothering you? Why are you not in a pleasant state? Why are you disturbed? What is kind of making you go into anxiety and stress? So the daughter or the son might say, okay, you know what? I have this work, I have this homework, I have this homework, I have this work to do, I have that work to do. And example, Husseini has given me this homework, example, whatever it is. So you're going to say, okay, fine, let's prioritize them. I'm going to help you up with.
Okay? Let's make a timetable. All right.
So when you're prioritizing, an example, okay, for whatever reason, the son has made a mistake by not writing the homework beforehand itself. Okay, so the time was given on, like, example, 4 days later, and he hasn't done it yet, and now it's tomorrow is the class day or the school day where he has to submit the homework.
Yeah.
And he has to already do two or three of them as well. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now the best thing is you're going to see which homework to be done as a very important task. Number one is you're going to tell your teen that, okay, this is a mistake from your side. You have been given ample time, but you haven't done your homework, okay? On the other side, what you can do is you can write a letter to the teacher responsible, asking for more time. In this manner, the teen is not left alone. You are there with the teen, asking for more time. And you will write to the teacher by saying, oh, you know what? I'm going to make my son or daughter do the homework. I'm going to make sure that this thing happens.
Right, that's how you deal with the overwhelming stress, and we'll discuss more with you after a short break.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here with me in the studio. We're talking about stress management, and we have been talking about how to deal with the overwhelming stress.
So, and you know, after a task is done, you're going to appreciate your teen. You know what? This is amazing. See how easy it is. You have done your homework. You have submitted your homework and the other homeworks too. But you know what? Between the homeworks, it shouldn't be a go, you know, one go. Even in the previous episodes, we spoke about an ideal schedule. Yeah?
Yes.
So in that, we had this thing called practicing relaxation techniques.
Yeah.
Where you're going to go alone. You have pleasant mind, the room is kind of dark, you're thinking about the day, how much productivity it
was. Taking a power nap.
Yeah, kind of a pro power nap. You're kind of also accounting yourself.
Analyzing things.
So in the beginning, of course, the parent is going to help their teens with it, their child with it. But later on, the teen can continue with himself. Like example, if we say breathing exercise or meditation or example, even having a kind of good time with the family. Now that the teen has done his homework, example, you're going to have some fun time with your teen, okay? As a reward to the homework. Then what's going to happen is because there's a small kind of gap, which is a fun time with the family, the teen gets motivated. Oh my God, I'm doing my homework and also I'm having some fun time, okay? It's not all fun time. It's not all homework time, you see? With this, what happens is during this fun time, the stress automatically reduces.
Yeah.
Yeah. So helping your teen with exams, like example, asking questions. Okay, you're done with this question. Let's do another question. Example, after like maybe 20 minutes. But before going to that question, let's have some fun time.
All right. So I think there's more to discuss. Like we have discussed academic stress for now. And I think the spiritual stress as well. You said that and whether that stress is a good stress or not and how to deal with it. How to have management of that stress. We'll be talking about that in the upcoming episode. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, dear listeners. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returns upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws of Allah.